Welcome to Metal Radio, airing every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Every week we come back and we play some more heavy metal for all of you, some of the best of unsigned and signed heavy metal. So right now, upon popular request, we have Odyssey Dawn with their song Red. That was Odyssey Dawn with Red off of their 2010 demo. They're a local LA band. They perform everywhere from Redondo Beach to sometime going a little bit more up north. They requested this song to be played today. Well, not this song specifically, it just happened to be one of my favorite songs to play. Right now, we're going to be playing some more heavy metal. As a metalhead myself, I recognize that some of the biggest metalheads out there like to do one thing, that is to get in the pit, put up your horns, and maybe do a little bit of headbanging. And no genre of metal really encompass this more than the thrash metal bands of the 80s. And to promote this, I guess I'm going to be playing some of that. So this is Testament with their song, Into the Pit. Testament with Into the Pit off of their 1988 album, New Order. This song was recorded back in 1988 on their second album, and they broke up sometime in the 90s and got back together in 2005, where they re-recorded the song along with many others in their album, First Strike, Still Deadly. Unfortunately, just recently, Testament lost one of their longtime drummer, Paul Bostaph. He had an injury and could not be present for the recording of their new album, which is going to be named The Dark Roots of Earth, which may or may not be released sometime in April or May of this year. So it's tentatively going to be released sometime this year, and we're just hoping for the best. Right now they have Gene Hoglan to be replacing him. He might be a permanent member or might just be a touring member till they can find someone else. Now, since I am more of a thrash metal listener, I'm going to be playing some more thrash metal for right now and be moving on to some more later. So now we have Onslaught with Killing Peace off their 2007 album, Killing Peace.
Spitting blood in the face of God! Tearing holes in the hearts of angels. the face of God!
Onslaught with Killing Peace off their 2007 album Killing Peace, followed by Violator with Future Phobia off their 2010 album Annihilation Process. After these short messages, we'll be back with some more heavy metal.
Hi, did you know you're going to go to USC or UCLA? If your answer is yes, you should get involved with the Scholars Honors Program. Being in this program increases your chances of getting into UC or Cal State University. You must have a 3.0 grade point average or higher to qualify, with good communication and writing skills. Classes are limited to 20 students, and fill out a form to see if you qualify. For info, you could go to the Scholars Honors Program's website at www.cerritos.edu/SHP. There's been a public service announcement from WPMD Cerritos College, Norwalk.
If you are a Cerritos College student graduating this spring, you need to attend the Grad Fair on April 10th and 11th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the college bookstore. You will be able to fill out your graduation needs. Caps and gowns, tassels, sashes, and announcements are just a few of the things that will be available for a purchase. So come to the Grad Fair April 10th and 11th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the college bookstore.
Before there were computer games and HDTV, cram courses and teaching to the test, there was this thing called imagination. A tool so powerful, it could transport kids on the most amazing journeys of their lives, from outer space to center field at Yankee Stadium. It is for these journeys that Destination Imagination was created, an extraordinary after-school program in creativity and teamwork for every child. At Destination Imagination, teams are formed and challenges are met with a whole lot of imagination. And while we can't guarantee it'll get your kid into Harvard or onto American Idol, we're pretty sure that Destination Imagination will be the most important journey they make this year, maybe any year. Parents, teachers, start a Destination Imagination team by calling 888-321-1503 or visit destinationimagination.org. That's destinationimagination.org.
Hello, welcome back to WPMD. This is Metal Radio, hosted by Steven, playing the best of heavy metal, signed and unsigned, every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Up now, we have some melodic death metal played by Insomnium, Through the Shadows, off their 2011 album, One for Sorrow.
We'll be right back.
That was Kalma with Hades off their debut album, Swamp Lord. Before that was Insomnium with Through the Shadows off their 2011 album, One for Sorrow. Up next, we have some more death metal, not just melodic death metal, but just straight-up death metal. So right now, we have Skinless with The Optimist off their 2001 album, Foreshadowing Our Demise.
Life sucks, and then you die!
Yeah!
Right there, we were playing Skinless with The Optimists off their 2001 demo, Foreshadowing Our Demise. The band has recently broken up. I believe they broke up last year, or maybe a couple years ago. All of them are actually all doing their own project now, so despite the fact that their band is no longer together, they're still involved heavily in heavy metal music, so that's good. After that, we played Nile with Those Whom the Gods Detest, off their 2009 album of the same name, Those Whom the Gods Detest. I like Nile because they're a very heavy death metal band. All three of the main guys, the two guitarists and their bass player, they all do their own growling portion for the band. So not just one guy up there wailing and then the other two guys just kind of doing backing vocals. It's all three of them contributing to the heavy metal effect of their music. So now I just played a whole bunch of music that would probably make you want to either bang your head, put up your horns, or get into the pit, which is a lot better than most other music that I've heard nowadays in radio. I mean, now I turn on the radio and I hear Justin Bieber, and I'm pretty sure a lot of metalheads would not mind having Justin Bieber in a mosh pit just so they would have an excuse to beat him up. But, well, that's just my opinion. So after these short messages, we'll be back with some more heavy metal and probably the underground artist of the week. All right, so stay tuned.
I wanted to be in the military since I was a kid.
I served in the United States Air Force.
I served a total of 16 years.
I was deployed 13 times.
On my second deployment, 4 bombs hit my vehicle.
And at 19 years old, that's the first time I ever saw somebody die.
Coming back, I was raging.
I started having pretty horrible nightmares.
I would wake up in the middle of the night, sweats.
I started drinking a lot.
I felt worthless.
I guess I never recognized it in myself.
Eventually, one day, I just walked into the VA hospital and said I'd like to see somebody.
Don't suffer alone. You gotta find that link with somebody that'll make you let it go.
It all starts with going to the VA. There's a whole community of veterans that just want to help you out.
It's for the guys who couldn't come back, so you owe it to them to live well, because they're not here with their families.
Visit maketheconnection.net.
They say the children are the bright future of America, the shining promise of a better tomorrow. But for one out of every 6 children today, the promise is dim. For 1 in 6, the future fades, because right now in America, 1 out of every 6 children is living in poverty. But if we stand united, we can help repair the dream of all. Poverty, America's forgotten state. For more information, visit povertyusa.org. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development and WPMD 956 Cerritos College, Norwalk.
Hi, this is John Bon Jovi, asking you to go to serve.gov to get involved in something you believe in. I'm a big believer in the power of we. We can tackle the tough challenges we face and build community through service and volunteering. The reality is, we're all in this together. It's time for you to raise your hand and make a difference. United we stand, united we serve. How will you raise your hand when they call your name? Are you with me? Go to serve.gov for more information about how to volunteer in your community.
This message is brought to you by United We Serve and the Corporation for National and Community Service.
All right, welcome back. This is WPMD Metal Radio, airing every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'm your host, Steven. Today we've been playing a lot of thrash metal, death metal, melodic death metal, and to start off the show I played an underground band, which I played, I believe, last week. Odyssey Dawn. But now we have another band, which I'm going to dub them the Underground Artists of the Week, only because I haven't played them yet. This band, unlike the other band that I played here, are not a California-based band. They're not even in Los Angeles. They are a Phoenix, Arizona-based band. So they're out of the state. I found them on Facebook. They hit me up and asked me to play their song. And, well, now I'm going to play their song. Their name is Lago. Or Lago. I'm not really sure how to pronounce their name. But, well, they're a pretty good band. It's spelled L-A-G-O. So you guys can decipher all that for yourself. I'm going to play their song right now. It's called Center of a Wounded Nation. If you want to check them out on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/lagometal. That's facebook.com/lagometal. So check them out.
What you got ain't nothing new. This country's hard on people. You can't stop what's coming. It ain't all waiting on you. That's vanity.
To be the Senator.
right, so that was Lago with Center of a Wounded Nation off their 2010 demo. You can check them out at facebook.com/lagometal. If you like the other underground metal band I played earlier today, their name is Odyssey Dawn, and you can check them out at facebook.com/OdysseyDawnBand. That's OdysseyDawn Band, BAND. And Lago Metal is LAGOMETAL, also found on Facebook. I did not plan to finish the show this early today. So, upon request right now, I'm going to play a band named Deadlock. The name of their song is Code of Honor and is off their album Wolves, which is spelled incorrectly. Okay, so this is Deadlock with Code of Honor.